Hi, how you doing? How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Because I already talked to these guys, so I know how they're doing. I'd like to know how everybody's doing. Because if one of you is in pain, we're all in pain. Or will be. So it's time to commence the folk music. We will sing a gentle folk song. Refused to clap at the end of the songs for fear of being beaten to death by, killer blunts or whatever. I don't know exactly. But, so, I'm glad that the trend is continuing. I hope to never garner another single bit of applause in my entire life. Another dream shot to hell! Alright, this here is a love song. The instrumental portion of this love song occurs over here while I get myself a cup of water, please. I'm still putting on a show, I don't go anywhere. I got the A chord going on. Thank you very much. Wait a minute, nice sustaining note. Thank you very much. Alright, hold on. Don't go nowhere. You guys can still hear that, right? Okay, good. This here's a song called Albatross. I'm already playing. Albatross. Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Come on in. It's friendly. Have you read Samuel Taylor Coleridge?
No.
Okay, you don't have to, because I'm going to play you this song. Albatross is a poem he wrote, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. The guy on the boat is like he's a schmuck. You know that guy. You have one on your hall, right? And he's a schmuck, and they put an albatross around his neck to show what a schmuck he is. I wrote this song about my ex-girlfriend. It's called Albatross. He promises a measly, a cancellation, sweetly, a histrionic seasonally, of skeletons, things that need to be discussed with trust or rationally, somewhere with senseless eatery. Tell me you're always forced to be the one who underreacts. You come with weenery, inherit, and scenery. Make me very ornery, and tell me that you're leaving me, but maybe not deceiving me, because distribution evenly would show me something new to me. Decide you need your referee, it's time to face reality. Like a lesser freak, destiny, you always make the store for me. I must have been mad in a previous life. Maybe killed somebody's husband, maybe stuck somebody's wife. But don't get me wrong, without you I belong to me. Don't take away my little albatross. tell me that it's privacy. Fill it more like secrecy. I ponder what a geek I'd be spending all this energy. Toss you out like your degree. Spend my perpetuity. Alone and lonesome lonely with only problems bone to me. Cause your face is stored for me. You know I must have been bad in previous life. Maybe kill somebody's husband. Maybe show somebody's wife. But don't get me wrong. Without you I'd be lost. Please don't take away my little albatross. You're from Florida, right?
Yeah.
So you know Jews, right? and you're from Colombia, so you know Jews. So obviously you are familiar with the word shtup. Shtup, of course, is Yiddish for to fuck. But you see, you put fuck in your big song, all of a sudden you don't get played on the radio. So, but I put shtup in this song instead of fuck. That's why you can't switch through the dial without hearing this song, obviously. So now we're all on the same multicultural page now. So in the chorus when you hear, you know I must have been bad in a previous life. Maybe killed somebody's husband, maybe shook somebody's wife. But don't get me wrong, without you I'd be lost. Please don't take away my little albatross. So now I run like ancient mariners, I eat like Karen Carpenter. I got a girl who sharpens her nails, the points a harbinger, and makes her hair go oranger, and doesn't have her car insured. It's certain that she isn't her warden and his prisoner. Found a brother that isn't hers, and she began to whisper. Her brother like Henry Kissinger, she has to come up dissing, for she has to come up pissing her off. And why can't we return? Have it be like we once were, when my world revolves on her, cause your face is good for me. You know I must have been bad in a previous life, maybe killed somebody's husband, maybe shook somebody's wife. But don't get me wrong, without you I'm in love. Please don't take away my little ever. New York congregation laws. Like, there's clubs. Like, it's probably all different because you're on a college campus. But there's clubs in New York where you're allowed to have music, but you're not allowed to have dancing. And you know, I'm not making this up. It's like Mayor Giuliani before he became, you know, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, right? He was John Lithgow from Footloose. He wouldn't let you dance, and so. Which is good, because I was thinking, if there's a no dancing rule at a lot of clubs in New York, I'm going to get a lot of bookings, because I fulfilled my dream of playing in a titty bar, is sort of my dream, and I actually got the chance to play a few songs in a topless bar, and I just felt so sorry for the dancers, standing there with no pants on, trying desperately to dance to this spaz on the stage here. So I don't really know why I shared that with you, but I did. And so now we're closer as a group. Hi, welcome to the Postscript Coffee House here. I'm going to sing a song here. I'm going to sing this song. This song is a song I wrote. Who here has ever been broken up with? Okay. All right. You've never been broken up with?
No, I have.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you.
I just wanted to see who else.
I understand. But I once got broken up, once, okay, about a dozen times, but this one particular time, I got broken up with, and it was the kind of bad breakup where you can't eat for a few days, and, because she broke your jaw. I'm kidding. So you can't eat for a few days, but I was too old. It was the first time that I had been hurt that bad, and I was too old to, like, just sort of go 4 days without food. So I had to come up with a way. So I bought that old person's food, that Ensure stuff, the old person's food supplement, and I would walk around the house, and I'd sort of sip at that. And it was the very same week that my roommate told me that he was getting engaged. So it was a banner fucking week at the Permanent Records office when Howard says, "You know my girlfriend? She's now my fiance. Hey, where's your girlfriend at?" So anyway, I would sit on the couch and write songs about her. And this is one of them. One of the less pointless, less mean ones. There are a bunch that just go, "Fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck." But nobody really wants to hear those. So. I don't want you anymore. I'm glad you walked out of my door. These tears of joy are puddled on the floor. 'Cause I don't want you anymore. I never liked you anyway. Despite all the stuff I used to say. As a matter of fact, I think I'm gay. So I never liked you anyway. I'm not missing you at all. And besides, I needed new holes in the wall. Your butt's too big, your breasts too small. I'm not missing you at all. Well, the moon is made of green cheese, and there's spider eggs and buffalo yum. Mikey died from eating pop rocks, and Oswald acted alone. You deserved all my love, and Elvis is still alive, and I'm not missing you tonight. I'm loudly laughing all the time. That's how you know I'm doing fine. Some folks say it looks like crying, but I'm loudly laughing all the time. My ceiling's got 1,352 tiles, 676 in either style. I've been meaning to count them for a while. My ceiling's got 1,352 tiles. I've already found somebody new. She's got a hotter body, higher IQ. You just missed her by a minute or two. I've already found somebody new. Well, the moon is made of green cheese, and there's spider eggs and buffalo yum. Mikey died from eating pop rocks, and Oswald acted alone. You deserved all my love, and Elvis is still alive, and I'm not missing you tonight.
I like the way the room is sort of, it's divided sexually. Right here, we got in stereo separation, we got the boys over, it's like junior high school, we got the boys over here and the girls over here. And later on, we're gonna talk and giggle about you. At least I am. So that reminds me of a song. That reminds me of a deeply adolescent song. This is a song, have you ever heard of, there goes Heather, she's upset in the delicate balance. Of power. this is a talking blues, and it's a talking blues called the talking. You show me yours, I'll show you mine blues, and it's about school. As all good talking blues, it starts with the singing part. So don't get thrown. Eventually, I'll get to the talking part. Talking, you show me yours, and barbecue. We was bored, didn't know just what to do. Well, she was six, I was five. Said, you show me yours and I'll show you mine. All these years later, nothing's changed. Well, Abraham was 397. He said, hey, hey, Sarah, here's your little slice of heaven. She said, oh, man, put that thing away before you hurt someone. Next thing you know, they had a son, Isaac, from the Love Boat. Well, yeah. When I was 21, I went to a place where the girls stick theirs right in your face. You show up and their pants are gone, but you get to keep your clothing on. Only costs me a few dollars. Well, every night on TV, it's a $1 billion industry. You can hear them faking their modes while they're paying off their student loans. Hoes, exploiting hoes, but I want to know. Well, our homecoming queen sure was hot, but also naturally she's kind of a stuck-up snot. That don't mean I didn't stay awake at night, one-handed, wondering what the hell hers looked like. I seen her the other day. She looks me straight in the eye, she goes, you want fries with that? Well, Hitler and Ava were down in the bunker. He said, Achtung, mein Liebchen, I'm quite this blunder. When the Russians come, we'll go out with a bang. Let me show you how to master race, doesn't it sound? Russians weren't the only ones coming. Americans, too. Well, I got a friend and he got a wife. He goes on and on about married life. He says, married life can't be beat. There's only one thing on the menu, but it's all you can eat. Well, Noah liked everything in pairs, but Mrs. Ark said, don't you dare, this one here is the only one you're ever gonna see. You better get used to monogamy. Made him seasick. 40 days! Why you show me yours and I'll show you mine. It's perfectly natural, it ain't no crime. It just might be a real good time. There you go. Thank you. I recently went to Vancouver. I did a bunch of shows out there on the west coast of America, and I accidentally drove too far. Zoom. And so I did a show over to in Vancouver, and while I was gone, I was out of the country 48 hours, and you guys tried to repeal the Constitution. It's like I can't leave you people alone for a minute. So I wrote this song. It's called "Uncivil Rights," and it's one of their political songs. But don't worry, it's not that bad. But the thing is about it that there's a part in the bridge where all kinds of shit rhymes real fast. So when I fuck that up, I just pretend like you were expecting that because you are. So anyway, this is a song I wrote. Oh, and I used to write these songs where people would say, hey, that sounds like a really bad Bob Dylan song. And I would be like, thank you very much. And now they say, this new song sounds like a really bad Phil Oakes song. And if you don't want to think about folk music, I don't like the way that story ends. So anyway, here you go. Up our freedom to preserve our liberty. You should question my neighbor, search his place, take him downtown. He's either Buddhist or he's Muslim, I forget, but hey, he's brown. Either way, what I'm trying to say is he ain't like me and you. And listen here, why should I fear? You know everybody loves the Jews. Well, stop me on the highway, Search my car and my cavities. Delve into my past like I'm a Supreme Court nominee. If I don't got nothing to hide, then why should I complain? And if I don't like it, I can always go live with Castro or Hussein. Hey, Mr. Cheney, you can have my civil rights. Just leave me one or two days when I go out Friday night. Lots of evil livers out there who hate democracy. So we must give up our freedom to preserve our liberty. I'm a real American. I bought a little flag to prove I ain't no commie, fascist, Muslim, pinko fag. I hang it on my window to show how much I care. Just don't ask me if I owned it when them big buildings still stood there. Well, I'm an atheist, so I won't get pissed if you take away Amendment the First. Freedom of the press. Who do I look like? William Randolph Hearst. Peaceable assembly, redressing grievances. Boy, that sounds like hippie talk. We don't need your words, man, ain't you hurt? All the doves have turned to hawks. Well, I love the Constitution, but we need a new edition out of total different. Fuck. Well, I love the Constitution, but we need a new edition, not a total demolition, just a smaller definition. Let's commit that to the mission, make a couple small additions, like the use of intuition to declare the opposition. As I'm thumbing through the articles, they offer admonition that the dangerous omission of a law against sedition needn't be a politician or a nuclear technician to make a requisition for a couple new submissions. Thanks. Well, I heard Mr. Bush say between ovations, there's a new kind of war out there. Gotta get Congress to declare. Mr. Lott said there ain't no minority. Then he glared at Mr. Gephardt, who nodded sheepishly. Hey, Mr. Ashcroft, you can have my civil rights. Just leave me one or two to use when I go out Friday night. Lots of evil doers out there who hate democracy. So we must give up our freedom. Preserve our liberty. There you go. Thank you. Nice. It's almost like you meant that. By the end, we're going to learn how to lie to each other good. You people are good looking and smart and great. And you'll be like, and you're talented. You're going to go far. Nice to see you. We'll lie to each other in a few months. Some people are actually good looking compared to. I hang out with folk singers and folk musicians and people and weasels. Ugh, don't get me started. Anyway, you people are, for the most part, in college, right? Right? Do you go to school here? Excellent. Good. What are your names?
Natasha.
Natasha? And
Tamina.
And
Tamina? Yeah.
Cool. Nice to meet you, Natasha and Tamina. And what's your name, sir, in the middle there?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
And?
Flynn.
And Flynn. Excellent, nice to meet you. This next song is, oh, here's where we go. I wrote this song in 30th Street Station in Philadelphia. I started writing it in 30th Street Station in Philadelphia. You ever see the movie Witness? No, why would you? But anyway, that movie, a good portion of the murder in that movie takes place in 30th Street Station. But the point is, I saw this little girl walking in 30th Street Station. She's like a 15-year-old girl, and she had like a little mini skirt and a Hello Kitty backpack. And I said to myself, for some unknown reason, I wonder if she's a hooker. And she wasn't a hooker, she was just a girl walking home from school. As I found out. I kid. Oh, geez, you gotta hear this story. This is totally true, and this isn't a folk song, then I'll play the song about the hooker. But you gotta hear what happened to me 2 nights ago in New Hampshire. I had a gig 2 nights ago in New Hampshire at the Stone Church. And okay, now I swear to you, every single word of this story is true, except one word. The word that is all you have to do is do a little find and replace on your little computer later to make this story true. All you have to do is find the word girls and replace it with boys. But the story is true, okay? Other than that one word, true story. I'm getting out of the car there in New Hampshire, driving 7.5 hours to go play a show to a shockingly similar situation, and I'm carrying my stuff, and a limousine pulls up, and first I'm thinking, who the fuck is the headliner at this gig, driving a shit-kicking gig in a goddamn limousine, right? And then the driver rolls down the window and says, "Are you Adam Brodsky?" And I'm like, "I don't know. These are contentious times to be admitting who you are right off the bat." So says, "I've got three of your fans in the back there, and they'd love to meet you." I'm like, "Fuck you! Why you gotta do that to me?" You know? But sure enough, the window rolls down, and there's three girls, about 15 years old, and they're just like, "Dude, you totally rock!" And these girls were named Ed, Willie, and John, just so you know. And they're like, "Dude, you totally, we have your CD." I'm like, where would you get such a thing? Like, apparently one of Willie's older brother bought the CD at a bar gig I did a couple of years ago, and he was like, "I must have been drunk." And he's like, "Here, Willie, have this." And the kid fucking loves my record, plays it over and over and over, as the limousine driver was to attest to. He's like, "They've been playing your record all night." And so he says, "You're the best, we can't come to the show, it's 21 over." But their mom had bought them, it was Willie's birthday, Willie's 15th birthday, it's a very special birthday for a girl. And his mom had bought him a limousine to tool around in, because apparently that's what you do. My childhood was much similar to that. So, carton of smoke. Smoke up, Johnny! Your dad and my dad should get together and go bowling. But anyway, so these kids, so like, I don't know, so I gave them all this swag, I gave them like anything I could give them, and I just... And I came into their car and I played a couple songs and I signed stuff, and they had Beavis and Butthead on a VCR in the limo, and they even turned Beavis and Butthead off while I played them a couple of songs. But I went inside, I'm like, "Don't go away yet." And I went inside and I got Mary and whoever else was in the club, I'm like, "Come on out," because I didn't want it to be like a total 16 candles moment. We're like, "I swear to God, I was driving a Rolls Royce with the prom queen." And so I said, "Look, there's a limo and there's 15-year-old girls inside." So anyway, that's a true story. Now back to the girl who wasn't a hooker. She wasn't a hooker, but in my song, she was. Did anybody ever see the movie? And I swear to God, there's a song coming up real quick. Did anybody ever see a movie, Portrait of a Teenage Prostitute with Jan Brady? Eve Plum played a teenage, and so she's kind of in the song too. Anyway, it's called The Hooker Song. I tried to call it Thank You, but everybody was just like, "Play the Hooker Song!" So, you gotta give in to what the people want. So, here you go. Hold on. Talk too much, I gotta listen. I saw Bob Dylan the other night. You guys would love that show. He didn't say nothing. She was all alone in a big train station with a look upon her face, a case of classic textbook desperation. Wondering how she got into this baby tea, how she could get out of this situation. What started off as emancipation ended up in some kind of degradation. His name was Bootsy, he was a black man, he wore a white suit, he must have stood about 6'2". He had a custom continental, he had an Eldorado too. Well, he'd seen a thousand like her, he knew exactly just what the sand do. Looks like you can use a sandwich, girl, looks like you can use some money too. Well, I'm a lonely widower, but I'm young, it just come from the tomb. It had almost been a year, and it had almost been my doom. When I catch the last train to the suburbs, think about my poor dead spouse. We're supposed to have a home out there, now that place is just a house. Well, we're gonna get a dog, put in a pool, raise a family, and then grow old, have barbecues in the summertime. We light up fire when nights get cold, but then the hospitals, the open gowns, fluorescent lights, and the beat machines. Doctor said, "Hey, I'll be frank, if I was you, I wouldn't start War and Peace." Well, as you looked at this girl, you could tell that she was fresh-faced not too long ago. But the dirt and the grime that asked for times had spoiled freshness. Don't you know, but if you squinted hard, you could still see where apple cheeks had recent sunk in her eyes. And now we're scared and sad, who wants her daddy's little pumpkin? Well, sunken eyes were nothing new. In fact, I once used a love affair, and actually that girl kind of looked like my poor wife, except that girl had hair. Well, I'll tell you what happened next. Maybe you can tell me why I found my loafers ambling over to that pretty girl. My voice said, "Hi." Well, it's not like in those movies that they show on cable late at night. There's no witty banter, no repartee. In fact, the words are brief and trite. She asked me if I'd like a date, party, or perhaps have to show. She says a number and I say great. She says fine, I say let's go. But I tell you now what I told her then, I had no intention of getting laid. Seriously, she's like a little kid my wife would have wanted saved. But when we checked into the Carlton, the concierge gave me a look, cause the only luggage that we had was her plastic purse and my power book. Well, I guess if nothing else, we was an ad for incongruity. Me in shirt and tie and her in miniskirt and baby tee. Well, I swear to you, I really had the semi-purest of intentions. Get this girl a shower, a meal, and clean sheets of immense dimensions. Well, she showered for about an hour while I flipped the channels round. And when she emerged from a cloud of steam, I thought, my God, what have I found? My fallen angel was wearing wings made of the finest terry cloth. As innocently as she stretched, my heart was found and quickly lost. Well, I'd like to tell you that our night is pure and true like the stars above, but you folks are smart. You know we had sex. What you don't know is that we made love. But it must have been 3 years ago. So those first test results came back. I tossed and turned in bed at night. Teeth would gnash and dawn would crack. Biopsy malignancy had rendered me insomniac. George Foreman's grill and Ron Popeil, the Arrowhead and the Nordic track. But it was until I heard the hotel door click shut that I woke up as crusty eyes did focus on the bedside blowing 12 o'clock. Only midnight sad thought I that consciousness had come so soon. Then the healing sunlight, Jesus Christ, I think I slept till noon. Well, with vigor stepping up, I sprang into the window, open wide, so rested and relaxed was I the first time since my wife had died. It was only then I realized, hey, I shouldn't be alone. I had a hooker here with me. I wonder where my wife has gone. Well, questions quickly answered as I glanced down to the street below. As the angels getting smaller, miniskirt tick-tocking to and fro. It's up beside her, swiftly swinging Eldorado Cadillac. Before Angel disappeared, she closed her cell phone and looked back. Well, the green eyes that I stared into just a few hours earlier had just a face that sunk in sorrow. Blonde hair was clean and curlier. Well, I looked, she looked back at me as I looked down through plexiglass and space. We both knew this would be the final looking at each other's face. You can call it coincidence, but just a spooky twist, it's true. Our eyes both locked and synchronized, our mouths both formed the words, honey, yeah, thank you. She was a hot girl, she was a cold girl, she was all alone in a big train station. There you go. Thank you so much. I just have a couple more songs to sing and I will get myself out of your face. And is Damien next? And Damien Wolf is next. I know him from back in the day. He used to drive up from Virginia somewhere. I accused him of being from one of the Carolinas and he chuckled. He's like, no, I'm from Virginia. And he had a very knowing thing about that. I don't really know. To me, I was telling him, to me it goes Baltimore, Washington, Argentina. It's just like, it drops off because for a heretical Jew like me, the South is a sketchy place to play. So you just want to, so I just want to let you, so I'm just saying, I'm not really saying, I'm just saying, it's all. So anyway, Damien will come here and tell you exactly the difference between Virginia and
Argentina.
Argentina. matter of fact, I will sing this song. Nah, I'm not going to say that one. I have a song about an escaped Nazi, but nobody wants to hear that. I will instead sing a song about, since you all, is anybody here a history major? Good. Yell out your majors all at once. One, two, three. What?
Visual art.
Visual art. Excellent. What the hell are you doing here? That I am as unvisually artistic as one could be. What? Natasha, what's your major?
Biology.
Biology. And Tamina.
Undecided.
Okay. Aaron, your visual arts. And I forget your name, I'm sorry.
Flint.
And Flint, right. Flint, what's your major?
I'm a med student.
A med student. Excellent. This is for all the history majors in the crowd. It's the history of the world in 60 seconds. Actually, it's for all the non-history majors in the crowd. But you got to take that world cultures class, and you probably already took it. And I'm sorry I didn't get here sooner, but there was traffic. I had to find someone else to ride in the car with me just to get through the tunnel. So, trying to find a guy to get in the car with me is much more difficult than when your 15-year-old girl's with a limo. Trust me on this. So anyway, this is the history of the world in 60 seconds. It's called All. It's on my record there. You ready? Who cares? I'm going anyway. About 45 minutes before the dawn of time, we crawled out of the primordial slime, out through our scales, through our legs, had dust cells from a dinosaur egg, living large like a stegosaur, didn't see the meteor, now finished some of that T-Rex ate, threw thumbs it up by fetal gate, when Homo habilis invented the stone tools, made the other animals look like stone fools, manifest destiny was our fate, so we all shacked up in the city states, the world was ready for Jesus Christ, when he come everybody said, Jesus Christ! Middle Ages, so did by this, he counted, he mentioned a movable type. Well, everybody's sick and tired of white. For the Renaissance, the legs stop paying. Industrial Revolution caused industrial pollution. Marx tried to set them workers free, while Europe downsized its monarchy. Like Archduke Ferdinand started the Great War, I ain't never seen so much gore. War to end all wars, guess that's true. Unless you count Hitler in World War II. Hey, bomb the Japs, make the next war cold. I hated the Russians like I was told. Hippies tried to change the world, but they were way too stone and they dress like girls. Welcome to the information age. This song's got its own web page. There you go, right there. Oh, thank you very much. Alright, I got a murder ballad and a love song, and then I'm getting out of here. This here's a murder ballad and a love song. Murder ballads are where the girls don't make it out of the folk song alive. It's an old traditional folk music theme. I have expanded on that theme. They were called murder ballads. I like to call them Appalachian contraception, is what it was. But anyway, this song is called UPS, and it goes like this. About 45 minutes? No, that's not how it goes. It's very confusing when you only know three chords. It's a tough life I live. For the 100 millionth time, well, I got news, and best believe it that my news is gonna rhyme. It's true enough that you're going, but not by plane, train, or sail. I don't worry none about packing, cause you're leaving through the mail. I wanna send your speed to Abilene, your ears to Arkansas. You ride brain to your mama, and your left brain to your pa. I send you give me out the city, way down in Baton Rouge. I send your ankles to my uncle on the beach in Santa Cruz. I send you bladder to Seattle, cause that's what you think of grunge. You'll do odd numb to Denver, Raleigh, Durham, gets your lungs. Send your liver off to Lynchburg, where they bottle the J.D. They can wring it out and sip the juice and close a distillery. I send your larynx to Minneapolis and your pharynx to St. Paul. Your esophagus to Easton and your stomach to Cedar Falls. I send a finger to each old boyfriend that you used to keep me down. And a thumb to your ex-sweetheart living in your ex-hometown. Take it, okay. Oh, you're coming to Colorado and your nose off to Des Moines. I send your uterus to Utah, what I might just keep you growing. Small intestine to Rhode Island and your buttocks to the Bronx. I send your scalp off to Sass Burning, taunting with your golden locks. A little one more part I'd like to mail up your anatomy, but I couldn't find it anywhere in your chest cavity. I send you upside down, I tore your sexy body apart. Oh, it all makes so much sense now, you were born without a heart. When the night you said you'd leave me, my bad, I miss out in the sea. Some of you is leaving postage due and the rest is COD. Don't worry none about jet lag, cause you're going Fed Express. Well, some of you is other parts, I might just send out you. Genuine pleasure to play here at the Postscript. This is, in a way, a dream come true, because I used to listen to a lot of songs I got the, I listened to a lot of songs that were recorded here, fast folk music and stuff like that. Now, this has been a, it's been my genuine honor. So I'm gonna finish up with this song about girlfriends and whatnot. There's I should tell you that you should buy stuff there from the Postscript. They got I don't know, I can't read it, but trust me, it's
beer and brownies.
You can't go wrong. Breakfast of champions, right there for you. The brownies smelled real good, and I assume the beer smells great. And actually, Adrian smells good. It's all Heather smells. It's not it. Only if you smell an unpleasant odor, I'll be gone soon. Really, is the only thing you could that account that to. I do have a mailing list and CDs and crap. We got candy. You get free candy if you. Boy, the 15-year-old girls were crazy about that. You get free candy if you sign the mailing list. There's temporary tattoos. You can have one like mine. Comes off in 3 years, they told me. Yours will come off. So anyway. And each and every one of you is entitled to a free dork card tonight. And on your dork card, since I'm a dork and now you are too, it's like anthrax. I've given you dork spores. So you're entitled to a dork card. You get a little stamp, and you start to get free shit just for coming to the shows. That's all. I got one of these here. Here it's just a cute little coin purse, and if you do it this way, I'm kind of a sick, disgusting pig. And there's a coin purse, and now I'm sort of a sick, disgusting. I have tokens in mind, but they're not your kind of tokens. They don't have holes in the middle of them. Sorry to say. My city's transportation system is much more expensive, and on top of that, doesn't really get you where you want to go. So I can't wait to get back there. Anyway, this song is about a girl with a job who could possibly drive me around in a limousine. It's called Cubicle Girl, and if you have an older sister or something and want to put her on the mailing list, put a little CG next to her name. Next thing you know, you can come home for holidays, and I'll be on your couch going, "Hey, Natasha, you're out of Cheerios." So, anyway, that could be your future. It's been my genuine pleasure. So like I said, you should buy stuff at the Postscript. There's also some sort of tipping system for me that I'm unclear on, but which is the way they like it. don't leave here with any money, because it's dangerous out there. With the prices your parents are paying for this education, you should leave all your money here at the Postscript. It's a freaking bargain to come here, I'm guessing. Beautiful campus like this, tucked away, security everywhere. I gotta assume that it's like, what, $20 a semester? Good. It was so nice walking around here. I asked somebody, a random student, I was like, "Hey, you!" And I said, "Is it very difficult to get in here?" And I'm glad that this is a prestigious school. It was so beautiful. I would have been really pissed off if I found out that they just let anybody in and I didn't come here. But it was difficult, so now I know I wouldn't have gotten in anyway. So I feel good about that. Anyway, this here's my last song. My name's been Adam Brodsky, and suppose it still will be. Till my witness relocation paperwork goes through. They changed my name to Aaron Brodsky. That's hardly worth it. They gave me a hat. Here, put this on. No one will know. Anyway, so thank you very much for listening. This here's a song. Well, I'm 30 years old. It might be time to rethink this time of eating tuna from the can over the sink. All my girls up to this point been anorexic and bikini and teenage turtlenecky by a sexy academia. And it's time I took a dip into the corporate world. I need a cubicle girl. Well, my last girlfriend used to help me write songs whenever she was not out picket line and helping write the rugs. Drag me all the time to meetings. Fuck, it was fatiguing. And besides, I had no protein in my system. We ate vegan. Never had a damn dime to pay the rent or buy a meal. But heck, we always had a dollar to protect the baby seal. Well, the girl before that, she was artsier than thou. I tell her I just wrote a folk song. Made me spend all of my spare time mixing up her precious paint for a portrait of me that she titled Dylan, You Ain't. I'm not lying or denying that it's pretty perverse. This lady left me for the lady in the previous verse. Well, it's time I got a girl gets out of bed before noon. And maybe one who sometimes showers in between full moons. Takes a train to work with fresh, fresh dress suit. That's the kind of girl I gotta find and recruit. I see him all the time, 18th and JFK. What a lord, send a cubicle girl my way. I want a cubicle. Little cubicle girl.
Cubicle girl.
Cause if I could have one wish in this world, I'd want a cubicle, and I'm gonna give you another chance because the acoustics in this room are so wonderful. Whoever's the sound guy here, you're doing a great job. But you should get the chance to grunt with me because most of you wouldn't want to in any other situation than this. So I'm gonna give you with the two strokes and the grunt, which is pretty much typical for me. So you ready? With the. Just like prom night all over again. I'll take it. Cubicle. It comes around again. Let's try and get it together, people. By then we'll be a well-oiled fighting machine. She's my guest. Funny girl, I can climb on to and blow up all people. And I say, honey, look what I wrote. GCD, and if I play it just right. Here's my humble hunch. Maybe she can type my lyrics up on Breaks the Door and Lunch. I want a girl who watches Cindy Crawford's workout before work and lends me money for her gifts because I'm an artist, not a jerk. Oh, her extra incomplete will lead me. She butters at night. I pray to God, I hope she don't get carpal tunnel. Tape a check to the fit. Pull the books, you press my demo. Leave a posted on the brow. A dork, I love you, yellow man. Well, I live my whole life with her, cater to her every need. Her happiness, my number two concern right after scoring weed. Maybe writing brilliant music. Do with my brilliant words. I'm telling other guys she's got the clap to keep them all deterred. We live happy ever after. We'd be sad I'd have it made. I'd only dumb her. I'm a cubicle girl. What if I could have one wish in this world? I want a double breasted, fully vested. Let's try it all together. Ooh, cubicle girl. This is everybody's favorite part. I think you're gonna love this part. My baby takes the morning train. She works from that. But occasionally wearing some of her frilly things, which, as we discussed, is purely a comfort issue. Watch CNN, listen to my Damien Wolfe CD, downloading porn on her laptop for her. My name's Adam Brusky. If I had any more fun tonight, they'd have to probably arrest me. This has been a blast. Thank you so much for listening, y'all. Wonderful. Please buy some stuff over there from the lovely Adrian and Heather. Good night, everybody. Stick around with Damien Wolfe. Thank you.